The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of October of 2023. And on the front page, the Lyons newsletter, District 31N, October 2023, Goldsboro Downtown Lyons Club has some news. The Goldsboro Downtown Lyons held two recent vision screenings. The first screening was at Dillard Academy Elementary School. We screened 231 children with 89 referrals to an optometrist. This was our first screening using the Kids Sight Unit and the Plus Optics screeners. All our other screens were done with the club's spot screener. The second screening was at Salem United Methodist Church at their back-to-school takeaway event. We screened 29 children with 5 referrals. The third screening was at Brighton Academy Child Care in Goldsboro. We screened 39 children at Brighton with 4 referrals. Currently, we have 3 screenings scheduled in October. And that's from Jean Getz, your second VDG. Here's a notice about the peace poster contest from Lyons International. Clubs that would like to enter an entry in the peace poster competition should send entries to Jamie Burney, P.O. Box 923, Lumberton, North Carolina, 28359. Entries should be postmarked no later than November 15th of 2023. Entries will be judged and sent to District Governor Carly Metz by December 1st of 2023. If you would like to deliver in person, please email me at james.burney, and Burney is spelled B-U-R-N-E-Y, at robison.k12.nc.us. for directions and to arrange a time to meet. And now a few words from our district governor. Greetings, fellow Lyons. September has flown by way too fast. I have visited the Kinston Host Lyons Club, inducted 3 new Lyons at the Grifton Lyons Club, visited 2nd VDG's KidSight training in Kinston, which, I will say, we had a Leo from the Triton High School Leos come to the training. So if a Leo can do it, so can you. We have had several clubs conducting a service project this month for vision. Currently, I have heard back from Twin Rivers, Kinston Host, Goldsboro Downtown, Aurora, Western Harnett, and Wilmington Lions Clubs. If your club has done a service project with vision, please forward your information to me, as well as to our district GST, Skippy Jackson, and we are reporting the information to the Council of Governors, since this was a statewide project. Now, let's talk about Brighter Visions. Our district is sitting at 35% of the money raised for Brighter Visions, and we just finished our first quarter. I am so grateful and proud of this district of how you have taken the time to give to Brighter Visions. Now, we can't and won't stop now. We need every club and everyone to help so we can reach our goal. Most of you know I am very competitive with my sports background. I do not like coming in last. But here is the premise of the whole fundraiser. What we raise goes back into your county, your community, at least 3 times the amount. Now on to membership. We continue to grow in our membership. As of September 26th, we currently sit at 988 members. We started the year out at 963. Last month was 987. We gained 9 but lost 8 for the month of September. And I encourage each of you to go and ask someone to join our great organization. Think back to when you were asked and how you felt to be a part of something great by serving your community. If you need help, reach out to PDG Vince Schimmoller, as he really is the expert. We are only 12 new members away from 1,000 members. I want to challenge you to see if we can get to 1,000 members by the end of October. I believe it's attainable. Next is our Leos. I encourage each club to try to start a Leo club either through the school or as a community Leo program. Our teens and our community just want to be involved in something positive. So let's be that beacon. Start working on creating more Leo clubs. Since we're on the topic of Leos, I need all advisors to input your members and officers into my LCI. I appointed a Leo sit on the cabinet as a Leo liaison. Leo Anna Joyner is a senior at Triton High School and is the president of her club. As you can see, I have kept my word on Leos serving with Lions this year. We have a Leo doing the newsletter with Leo Emma Poth and now Leo Anna Joyner as the Leo liaison. The key to our organization growing is our youth. Next, I want to accomplish having at least six clubs in our district. By having six clubs, they are able to elect their own district officers and to meet other Leos. I am excited for our young Leos with the opportunities that seem to begin to open up for them. Our next cabinet meeting is October 21st at Boys and Girls Home in Lake Waccamaw, with the meeting starting at 1 p.m. There will be more information in the newsletter about the meeting. I look forward to seeing everyone there. It is a great time to be a Lion. Yours in Lionism, D.G. Carly Metz. Here's a note about district leadership training. In the area of officer training, October 7th of 2023, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at 1107 Irwin Road in Dunn, North Carolina. That can be in person or Zoom, and a meal will be provided. Also on October 28th of 2023, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at Lion Industry for the Blind in Kinston, North Carolina. That can be in person, as Zoom is also available. Snacks will be provided. Then there's the Fall Festival New Member Training. On November 4th of 2023, it will be held at 10 a.m. It's open to all members. There will be bingo and trivial pursuit, a bouncy house, hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, and drinks, a Lions gazebo, and it's going to be at Irwin Park, Irwin, North Carolina. And lastly, the Leadership Symposium is going to be December 2nd of 2023 from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The audience is current leaders and potential future district governors. The location, Campbell University, prior to Campbell University's men's basketball game, Campbell versus Southern Virginia, which the game starts at 2 p.m. It costs $10, which will include a meal and a ticket to the game. We can also collect old glasses at the same game. The topics will be Brighter Vision, Camp Dogwood, Leadership in Lionism and Guiding Lion, How to Get and Maintain Lion Members, and Conflict Resolution. This from our first VDG, Anna Elliott. Hola, Lions! Greetings from USA Canada Leadership Forum. Hope this message finds you well. As I have enjoyed all the friendships and fellowships this forum has brought, it has also been a refuel of knowledge and reassurance of why we became Lions. Do you remember your aha moment? I do, like it was yesterday. Let's stay focused on our sharing our passion for service to all those around us. That will not only help with growing our membership and respond to our international president, Dr. Patty Hill, on the Mission 1.5, it also will mean that we can serve more people in our communities. And don't forget to have fun while you do so. Please don't hesitate on reaching out if you have any questions or concerns. We're here to assist you in any way possible. Also, I would like to remind you of how important it is for your club secretary to update my LCI with the new board member in your club. I am looking forward to contacting you to schedule a visit. Without that information, it's a bit hard. Last but not least, reach out if you have been affected by the latest storm, Ophelia. From our second vice district governor. The first 3 months of the 2023-24 Lions year is now history. It's amazing how time flies when you're having fun. I don't mean that as a sarcastic remark. It's true. I'm having fun. The LCI convention in Boston is over, and many are looking forward to the 106th Lions convention in Melbourne, Australia in 2024. The district awards and installation was held on July 15th. Our leaders have taken their positions in their starting blocks and are on the run. I attended my first NCLF and Council of Governors meeting in Greensboro. The Brighter Visions kickoffs are all complete, and we all have our Camp Dogwood raffle tickets and district directories. D.G. Carley held his first cabinet meeting in August, and our district leaders are all anxious to serve the district as well as our Lion members. A very successful kids site training was held early in September. Soon we'll have 15 new certified screeners in 31N. As I'm writing this, the USA Canada Lions Leadership Forum is in session in Reno, Nevada. I'm hoping to see many of you at next year's forum from September 5th to 7th in Louisville, Kentucky. The September month of service is almost complete. I'm sure that there will be many club vision service activities reported. Please report your activities on My Lion and to our district governor, Carly Metz. Better yet, write an article on your vision service project for the next district newsletter. We would love to hear your story, no matter how large or small the project. Our Brighter Visions district total to date is $30,673. The district goal is $125,000. That puts us at 25% of our goal. A good place to be one quarter of the way through the year. Great job. There have not been any Camp Dogwood raffle sales reported, but this is not unusual. Please remember to take a few tickets with you when you set up for your fundraiser projects. The sooner we get those dollars sent in, the sooner we can complete those needed maintenance repairs at Camp Dogwood. The VIP fishing tournament is coming up on October 16th to 18th. The three-day event attracts more than 350 visually impaired persons, 130 sighted guests, and 300 volunteers to the Outer Banks every year. Our clubs are active. We're getting things done in the district and throughout the state. We should all be proud to be Lions. And that's signed Gene Getz, your second vice district governor. KidSight. The KidSight project in North Carolina has potential to help kids who may be having problems in school due to vision deficiencies, deficiencies they may not presently be aware they have. It's amazing to me that we as Lions can prevent blindness later in someone's life just by doing a simple screening with either the Welch Allyn Spot or Plus Optics vision screening device that often takes less than 30 seconds. Only a few years ago, clubs had to purchase their own screening devices. Clubs that could afford a screening are doing a great job screening at our schools and child care centers. But the high cost of screening devices has limited the ability of some clubs to screen kids. Now, with the availability of the KidSight vehicle, all clubs in North Carolina have access to screening devices, and the equipment can be delivered to you for $75 per day. With three Plus Optics devices on board the KidSight screening unit, it's feasible to screen at least 300 children per day. So if you screen 300 kids at a school, the cost per child is 25 cents. Congratulations to 15 Lions who attended KidSight training on September 9th. Many of these Lions have already received KidSight certification through Lions KidSight USA. My goal is to have 212 members in every club in our district certified by the end of this year. After you are certified, please contact me so I can add you to a list of proud screeners in District 31N. You can help me achieve this goal by hosting a training session in your area. All I need is a location with tables and chairs that will accommodate 20 people for a five-hour session. I will take care of all the other arrangements. Call me and we'll talk about a date. Please remember to report your screenings to myself at ggoetz00@gmail.com and enter the activity in My Lion. When reporting, include the date and location of the screening, ages of the children under 6, and the quantity of kids in each age group that either passed or were referred. The pandemic interruption created the national backlog of the 25 million children aged 6 months through early grade school who have not had a vision screening. These kids have gone for nearly 3 years without a basic vision screening. Your help is needed and appreciated. And that's from Jean Getz, your second VDG. Life is good. 414-640-5953 is his phone, and the email is ggoetz00@gmail.com. On the topic of membership, this month I'm going to talk about where to recruit new members. The answer to this question is very easy. It is wherever you are. If you are employed, it is your job location with your coworkers. I'm certain that many of your fellow coworkers are as eager to serve as you are, so all you have to do is ask them. Tell them about the various opportunities they'll have to serve those less fortunate. Your neighborhood is another great place to reach out to others and get them interested in serving. Your church is another place for prospective members. Many of your fellow parishioners may already be serving as ministers in your church and thus have made the commitment to serve others. Always approach the prospective new member in an optimistic and positive manner. Make them feel that joining the Lions was the best decision you ever made. Don't forget to wear your pin as you're asking folks to join. Believe it or not, I added a new member to my club by wearing the pin to Walmart. The lady asked me if I belonged to the Lions. I responded, yes. I told her about the club, and the next month, she was officially a member. You just never know. Wearing the pin shows that you are proud of being a part of the largest service organization in the world. Also, be prepared to give a short 2-minute talk about the Lions organization, your club, why you joined, and how they will benefit from joining. Invite them to one of your meetings, but most importantly, invite them to a service project, as there is where you get the good feeling of serving. If you have any questions or if you wish to discuss further, give me a call or send an email, and keep up the good work. And that is from Lion Vince Schimoller, MD31 Membership Chair. His email is vschimmoller@gmail.com. And phone 919-935-9937. And he states that membership totals for District N as of July 1st of 2023, it was 963. Of September 17th of 2023, it was 988. That means a gain of 25 new members. Andrew and Mary Stewart Lions Club Mobile Screening Unit. Andrew Lions Club and Mary Stewart Lions Club, out of Dunn, joined together on September 15th and 16th and launched a vision and hearing screening that also included a colorblind test. Within the 2 days, approximately 30 citizens of Harnett County participated in our venture. Lions Clubs of Harnett County continues to make a huge impact in our community. With September being Colorblindness Month, and Chroma has donated 2 pairs of colorblind glasses to our club. Upcoming event. Here's a fundraising event. What? It's a barbecue plate sale. Chicken or ribs, sides of beans, potato salad, and pound cake, all for $15. When? On Saturday, October 28th, from 12 to 4 p.m. We are selling these plates through pre-orders, so please contact Bella Smith at 404-680-0031 or email fclc31n@gmail.com for pickup location. Thank you from Lion Bella Smith, your FCLC secretary. And again, the phone number is 404-680-0031. Act every day like you wish to be remembered. From the Boys and Girls Home, fellow Lions, The air conditioning heating units in the Lions Cottage at Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina are non-operable and need to be replaced. The units are old and repairs are not really worth money or effort. There are 8 fine young men who are no longer able to live in the Lions Cottage, our cottage. They are being housed in other units at this time. Replacement units will be more cost-effective and over time save money on energy costs. The goal is to raise $30,000 to cover the replacement units, minor repairs as needed for installation of new units, and some funds for additional maintenance items. The Lions Cottage was the second cottage built at Lake Waccamaw in 1960 and has housed hundreds of young people over the years. Let's get our kids back in the Lions Cottage. Individuals may also send donations on behalf of the district. BGHNC is a 501c3 nonprofit, and the EIN is 58-138-7871. You can receive a tax-deductible donation letter from BGHNC. Clubs in all districts are urged to help with this project. Checks should be made out to Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina, or BGHNC, with Lions Cottage AC and Maintenance on the memo line. That is from Lion Mary Lockhart, NCMD 31 Lions, State Chair of Boys and Girls Homes. Number, phone number 336-337-7449, or email Mary, LOCKHAR2@gmail.com. And then finally, the back page highlights Lions Industries for the Blind. Independence through employment. Providing quality products and services for over 40 years. Lion Industries for the Blind Incorporated's number is 252-523-1019. And they're now offering Lions Club apparel, all with the Lions International logo. There's a fleece vest, a ball cap, a polo shirt, a t-shirt, and a jacket with a nice fleece lining, all available. And they're out of Kinston, North Carolina. Their LIB Graphic Solutions can be reached at 252-527-3499 or 919-252-5050 to get yourself one of those lovely pieces of Lions Club apparel. Well, that's the end of today's episode of the Lions Newsletter. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.